It's the most profitable time of the year for retailers, accounting for 20% to 30% of annual revenue. And this year, close to 150 million U.S. citizens will go shopping over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend, says Kathy Granis Allen with the National Retail Federation.
So this is our Super Bowl, and this really is the one time a year that the gloves are off and the competition just heightens.
To compete, some stores will open early and stay open longer. Nearly all promise big savings to attract the maximum number of shoppers. But this year, some retailers, including Nordstrom, Costco, and others, will stay closed Thanksgiving, while outdoor wear retailer REI stays closed on Black Friday as well. While their profits could take a hit, business author Kevin Paul Scott tells us on Skype, the message is about tradition and family values.
And people remember that. And beyond the holidays, when they're buying Mother's Day and Father's Day gifts next May and June, they will remember these retailers. They'll spend more money there, and those retailers win in the long run.
But more people are opting to avoid the crowds. This year, the NRF says more than half of all holiday purchases will be made online, with one in five Americans using a tablet or smartphone. That's the highest since the NRF started asking the question in 2011.
And we do think that digital is going to continue to drive the conversation in retail more and more every year.
The most interesting part is not how much they spend, although that's important, but where they're spending it. And we're going to see the online shopping really, I think, put a dent in a lot of traditional brick and mortar stores this year.
Despite tepid sales last month, lower unemployment and rising wages could give Americans more disposable income this year, says economist Gus Fauché on Skype.
They're benefiting from lower gasoline prices as well. That gives them more money to spend on other things, lower home heating costs, so that's good news. We're just adding a lot of jobs, seeing stronger wage gains. I think that people are going to be in the mood to spend.
According to the NRF, the average American consumer will spend about $805 on gifts. That's more than $630 billion between November and December, an increase of 3.7% from last year.